Pharmaceutical industry. Got so much of it what it wants.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, it's Friday, which means I'm joined in the studio by the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. Hello, Elisa.
Hello, Carl.
And we have a great show planned today. Also, I want to announce a new sponsor, a new old sponsor. So we all know who Quest Protein Bar is, right?
Yes.
Well, they have started a division called Quest Apparel. And like everything that Quest does, they do it great. They have designed clothing that really does accommodate those of us who work so hard to look so... You know, sometimes I'll put on a shirt and it doesn't fit me well, so it doesn't show my real physique. It may, in fact, it doesn't even make me look good. And Quest identified that our bodies are different than the average person. So they've come out with Quest Apparel, clothing that actually does fit us right and shows off our hard work. But guess what? Instead of putting the giant logo on the chest like Gasp does and all these other companies, because who does that really advertise? That advertises the company, doesn't it? They have these small little taglines that are just like on the cuff. Subtle, you know?
And the jacket that I tried on at the Arnold has a little Q on the zipper that you zip up and down.
Yeah. So the markings are very, very subtle. They're there. But instead of going just for their logo, Quest, they went for like slogans and sayings that fit our philosophies. It's fantastic. And I got a sweater from them. I look so buffed in the sweater. It's unbelievable. I mean, you know how we always talk about we all want to look good naked?
He wears it every day.
Yeah. Look, you know how we always talk about how we want to look good naked?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Quest Apparel has changed that because you can look as good with their stuff on as you do naked. I'm serious.
I tried some of their things on at the Arnold. They're beautiful.
The guy Michael who had – this is how Ron Pena and Tom Ballou operate. They find somebody who has a vision and then they turn them loose. The guy Michael, I'm sorry, Michael, I can't think of your last name, Italian guy who worked in the garment district for years for some of the biggest designers. I mean, big name designers.
Didn't he work for Armani?
I think he did.
Mm-hmm.
He came to Quest and he's heading up the Quest Apparel line. And I'm telling you, this is nothing like anything you've ever seen before. This is not a protein bar that's using their collateral as a protein bar to spin off clothes. These clothing items stand alone. They're fantastic. So welcome to Quest Apparel. There you go.
Just to talk about the website a little bit more.
Yeah.
We're still working out some kinks with our new website.
Yeah.
If you want to share the articles or the shows on Facebook, we're using Shareaholic.
Right.
And you have to go to the last icon, which is a green
right.
More icon. Click that and all of the different places that you can share the articles and shows will pop-up box will show up.
So you have to choose Facebook from there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's very, very cool. It's a better alternative for sharing. It gives us some very powerful tools. Like, for instance, excuse me, if you mouse over a picture, it allows you Pinterest it. That's part of the Shareaholic feature. So, like, if you're on our website and you mouse over a picture of somebody or something, the Pinterest icon appears. And you can click it and pin it to your Pinterest wall and just like that. How cool is that?
That's very cool.
Yeah. So it has some great features, but one of the downsides is that Facebook is not right out there in your face, so to speak. You have to search for it under the green more button. So
mm-hmm.
There you go.
And I think Michael is working on making it a little bit more
conspicuous.
Obvious.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. So anyway, the first thing that we have to talk about, which is something that Elisa dug up, and I think it's really hilarious, is useless knowledge,
but a
real interest. Go ahead.
There's a few of them that are hilarious, and a few of them are just kind of ironic.
right.
shall we say.
Yeah, so go ahead.
The first one is, the first owner of the Marlboro Company died of lung cancer.
Right.
So did the first Marlboro Man.
In fact, there is a movie called The Marlboro Man, which is all about that guy's fight to try to get the cigarette company to give him some money when he was dying.
I can remember him. I think if he was the first one, he was a really handsome, kind of real masculine
rugged
looking
cowboy. Yeah, he was. And he really was a cowboy. That's who he was.
Oh.
And he fought to get, they didn't want to help him at the end when he was dying of lung cancer, and they turned their back on him, and he fought hard to get money from the tobacco company.
You burn more calories sleeping than you do watching television.
So instead of watching television, go to sleep. Or sleep all day.
The liquid inside young coconuts can be used as a substitute for blood plasma.
That's amazing. I wonder if it has to be sterilized first.
I don't know, but I just bought coconuts for my niece and nephew last weekend. They were the coconut milk inside those coconuts. It was so good.
Yeah.
Walt Disney was afraid of mice.
That's hilarious. That is funny.
The three most valuable brand names on earth, Marlboro, Coca-Cola, and Budweiser, in that order.
That says a lot for why the world is in the trouble that it's in today.
Exactly. A duck's quack doesn't echo, and no one knows why.
That's funny.
But bullfrogs echo.
Holy mackerel. We were doing cardio the other morning, so now that it's getting nice out, we walk in the morning. So early in the morning when the sun is coming up, that we walk past this pond, the bullfrogs sound like there's a group of cellos playing in the water.
It sounds like a symphony.
It's like so loud.
It's so beautiful to just stand and listen to it.
It sounds like cellos. It sounds like somebody playing a cello. It's amazing.
It is amazing.
I was shocked. I've never heard bullfrogs before.
Oh, and Carl said, "What is that?" I said, "It's a bullfrog."
It's a group
of course,
them.
Because I'm, you know, kind of was raised on the farm. Okay, dentists have recommended that a toothbrush be kept at least 6 feet away from a toilet to avoid airborne particles resulting from the flush.
This is funny. I had a friend about 10 years ago that designed a better toilet seat that when you closed it, it had rubber gaskets that sealed everything off. And their whole campaign was they actually took pictures with some sort of camera that I guess they put dye in the water and flushed it and used a camera that could see the dye. And when you see what blows out of the side of those little gaps in the toilet seat and the lid cover, it's shocking. And how it gets on everything around on in the bathroom.
Well, what about like at the gym when they don't even have a lid? So, and it's a little bitty stall. When you flush, it goes everywhere.
And you know what I do because of that? This is how weird I am. I unlock the door and start to open it, and then I turn around with my foot, and I kick the lever, and I walk out as it's flushing because I don't want all that stuff splashing up on me.
Yes.
That's why. And I do that because this guy I'm talking about, when he showed me the videos for the product that they were producing, and then I think about that toilet, which is just open, and it's so powerful, that flush. I open the door, I get it open, I'm ready to walk out. I turn around with my left foot, and I kick the lever, and I walk out. I don't even stand in there while it's flushing for that reason.
Okay, and so the last one is, turtles can breathe through their butts.
I know people who can talk through their butt. Talk out of their ass, let's put it that way. That's funny. I wonder how they can breathe. How do they get air in their body through their butts?
I don't know. I didn't research that one.
That's pretty funny.
It is.
Wow. So anyway, useless knowledge for those of you out there is always fun.
Yes, maybe it'll show up on your Trivial Pursuit game.
Well, here's one that I just figured out this morning. Who's the first person to ever use the term holy crap?
Batman?
No. The guy who did the laundry at the Vatican. Ha!
Did you make that up?
I made that up this morning in the car. I was thinking, who's the first person to ever use the word holy SH? And I thought, oh, I know. The guy who probably did the Pope's laundry while he was cleaning his underwear. So there you go. All right, look, we have to take our first commercial break. We have a fantastic show planned for you today. You're not going to want to miss a bit of it. And maybe I'll even rant. Who knows? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
previously on Superhuman Radio.
That's what happened to, what's his name, Rick Perry? He wanted to force everybody to get human papillomavirus vaccine in Texas. And people heard that, they were like, okay, we're done with you, bro. You need to move on now.
He's pointing out the evildoers within our own government.
These people are crazy, these politicians. They're crazy. Dimwits. Let's back, you know what we should do? When they say stuff like that, say, okay, no problem. We want to vaccinate everybody in your family first. We want to make you the test case. We'll watch what happens to you guys. If you guys survive, then we'll consider.
Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio. Weekdays at noon.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Only one testosterone booster, Mahler's Aggressive Strength, raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin, releasing hormone. That in turn turbocharges how much testosterone you can make in a clinical trial. This resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either. So your libido will be in high gear. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aggressive Strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
Scientists around the world confirm the vital importance of redox signaling to cell health. ASEA is the first and only stable, perfectly balanced mixture of these redox signaling reactive molecules that exist outside of living cells and can be used to help maintain proper balance inside the body to support the immune system, recovery, and the healing process. To learn more about ASEA and what it can do for you, go to superhumanradio.com and click the ASEA banner ad today.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on Superhuman Radio.com for a free brochure.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception. Because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
I like this song. The A-Team by Ed Sheeran. You ever hear it?
No.
I got a spot to read anyway.
Pale face, breathing in snowflakes.
True Iron Sports Nutrition, the all-natural sports nutritional supplement company for the serious athlete. Their products contain no artificial colors, flavors, or sweeteners, only sweetened with stevia. Alisa loves Revival 411, don't you?
Yes, I do.
That's an amino acid product that she takes pre and post.
BCAAs.
BCAAs. Also, the number one seller is Eminence. The pre-workout is the most complete and all-natural product on the market today. Go to trueiron.com and use the promo code SHR30 to save 30% off today. Listen to this song. It's really a pretty song.
Things in life come free to us because we're just under the upper hand. I'm going mad for a couple grams.
It's a really great song.
If you listen to last week's Casual Friday when we were talking about dyes in foods, mm-hmm. and you know, what was it, the coloring, the food coloring, the reds right. and the yellows and the greens.
And ADHD.
And ADHD, the component. Well, they don't have any food colorings or anything in this. Yeah. So it's all natural.
Very good stuff. Check it out. Okay. So the first thing we want to talk about is there is a phenomenon that occurs in women as they go through menopause. Because of the drop in estrogen, the walls of the vagina become thinner and thinner, and they get something called vaginal dryness. And quite often, this results in very, very painful sex and actually a reduction in desire entirely, because every time they have sex, it hurts. So one would think that the natural thing to do for a woman is what?
Replace the estrogen.
But not according to the FDA.
They now have a non-estrogen option called Osfina. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Yeah, it's actually, its correct drug name is Ospemifene, which is very, which by the way, sounds like clomiphene because it's very similar to clomiphene in that it's a selective estrogen receptor modulator, a SERM.
Well, it works like estrogen.
Right.
And it says in the drug information that you take it, taking it unopposed. They didn't use that term, but basically what they were saying is if you take it unopposed, like unopposed estrogen, it has certain risk factors.
Yeah, the same risk factors.
The same risk factors as taking unopposed estrogen. So why wouldn't you just take estrogen?
Because Osfina will be more expensive. It is protected by patent law, and so it's a drug. And estrogen is not. And the drug manufacturers don't make any money on estrogen.
Taking estrogen alone or Osfina may increase your chance of getting cancer of the lining of the uterus, strokes, and blood clots. Vaginal bleeding after menopause may be a warning sign of cancer of the lining of the uterus. So they have to lead with taking estrogen instead of Osfina.
But so here's the question. Let's say they're both the same. Why wouldn't you take something that naturally occurs in your body as opposed to a drug?
A synthetic.
Yeah. Why would a doctor say, you know, let's take this? It has all the same risks, all the same benefits.
It doesn't have all the same benefits as taking estrogen.
No, of course not. It's not going to affect your brain. It's not going to protect your brain. It's not going to do a lot of the things that estrogen does. It's not going to make you leaner.
If you remember when I had some issues with estrogen, I was using the cream and my body wasn't
absorbing it,
so we had to switch to the oral. My blood work looked so much better after I started using the orals.
Right. Your cholesterol levels and everything.
Mm-hmm.
With that being said, but let's assume that it does have all the same risks and all the same benefits. Let's just assume it does, right? Because the FDA says it does, right? You are low in estrogen. You're not low in ospemifene.
Ospemifene.
Right. It's not like you had ospemifene and now it's gone and they need to put more in. You had estrogen and it's gone. So why not replace it? What's gone? Why use a synthetic?
That's a good question. Why don't you send that to
the FDA?
What's her name? The
Margaret Hamburg.
Margaret Hamburg. Send it to her and ask her that question.
I hope she uses ospemifene. So
she doesn't look like she uses much.
She looks mean. So clearly, stay away from a drug like ospemifene or Osfina and opt for bioidentical hormones.
It just kills me that the FDA says that you shouldn't replace your normal hormones, but yet they're going to promote this,
which has the same side effects they claim.
Yes.
So why is estrogen so bad if this does the same thing? That's my point.
And why? I mean, I found that an ad in a magazine, and they're promoting it to women in magazines.
Of course.
But you can't take estrogen because it's bad for you.
Yeah. And on that note, let's talk about organics for just a second.
Okay.
So there's a really, really good study. Oh, my battery is running low. There's a really, really good study in the journal. Let's see here.
Environmental Research.
Thank you. A reduction in urinary organophosphate pesticide metabolites in adults after just 1 week-long organic diet. Almost 90% reduction.
So basically eating organic after 1 week, The reduction was 90%.
Yes, in the urinary excreted organophosphates, pesticides. So
that's huge.
Yes, it is huge. But you have people out there.
But there's people who say you can, you don't need to eat organic. Yes. It doesn't matter if you eat organic.
We in Good Housekeeping this month, they have an article where they lumped natural and organic into the same, which they have nothing. Natural and organic have nothing to do with each other, nothing
right.
at all. But the brainiacs at Good Housekeeping decided that they are so similar, so in sync, that they could write one article covering both. And they said that in the article about natural and organics, I'm paraphrasing because I don't have it in front of me. I don't know if you have it.
I'm looking for it.
They said there's no advantage to eating natural foods.
Organic foods.
And they lumped organic into that. Now, listen to these idiots that say that there's no advantage. And meanwhile, the level of urinary organophosphates in the individuals that were eating conventional diets was so high, but yet after 1 week of eating organic, 90% reduction. And there are people out there who think that there's no advantage to eating organic. And to those people, I would say, forgo the exposure to pesticides through your dietary intake. Just get an eyedropper and take one drop of Roundup and put it on your tongue every day. Just do that. One drop. Because that's probably the accumulated amount that you're absorbing by eating conventional foods anyway.
It says in this article that 73 million pounds of organophosphates were used on U.S. crops in 2001. Think about
today.
Now, today.
Yeah. Yeah. 13 years later. Imagine what it is. Because we know that it's gone up every single year.
And the study used non-smoking participants between the ages of 18 through 65, which is proof that pesticides affect everyone no matter what the age.
Right. So if you're not eating organic now, you're really crazy. You really are. You're poisoning yourself. And for what? And okay, if you want to save money, use Environmental Working Group's Clean 15 to avoid having to spend money on foods that don't need to be organic.
And they just came out. Last Friday, we talked about the new Environmental Working Group, Dirty Dozen and Clean 15.
Yeah.
If you didn't hear Casual Friday, look it up on their website. Apples are number one again. Strawberries and celery,
The Dirty Dozens, right?
The Dirty Dozen, yeah. Avocado was number one on the Clean 15.
And I say citrus fruit, too. The Adele Musa did a show with us last year from a German study that looked at organic citrus fruit and still found pesticides in them to some degree.
I won't touch most of my fruit.
Has to be organic.
Organic. Okay, so in this article it also says, this is important, children are at an elevated risk of organophosphate poisoning since their bodies cannot detox from pesticides and other chemicals as easily as an adult.
Now remember what I said about autism. There's no one thing causing autism. A child's innate immune system, some are more robust than others, and so some succumb. And then now think about the parents that are eating conventionally grown produce and fruits during pregnancy, thinking they're doing the right thing, and then feeding their children foods that are conventional, thinking they're doing the right thing, and the accumulation of these pesticides in these children.
We ran into a friend of ours at the grocery store a few weeks back, and we always preach when we go over there about eating organic,
right?
Because they don't typically eat organic. I was so happy to see that. Well, she asked me, she said, I can't find organic strawberries. And I said, well, they're right here. They were actually on sale that week.
Right.
And I just told her, because typically the organic has a green label
right.
on it. And she says, you're so handy to have around in the grocery store. Will you shop with me? But I was happy to see she was buying organic berries. She has a young child.
Yeah,
so.
It means a big deal. One other story I want to cover before we go into the break. So Olestra is making a resurgence because apparently, since we're talking about organophosphates and toxins and stuff like that, it's well known when Olestra came on the scenes in the 90s, it was going to be the holy grail to fat-free foods because it was a fat substitute that the body did not absorb. Well, like all those things that the FDA approves for us to consume, it had some real bad side effects. Some of those side effects were nasty side effects, like stomach cramping, loose stool, and even explosive diarrhea. Okay? Embarrassing, to say the least. But some of the other side effects were a little less noticeable. It caused malabsorption of fat-based nutrients like vitamin A, K2, vitamin D, and even vitamin E. So it's lost its appeal here in the United States, not because it blocked the absorption of vitamins, but because people were embarrassed by the loose stools and explosive diarrhea.
It says here that a clinical trial led by UC researchers demonstrated that Olestra, which is also known by the brand name
Olean,
can reduce the levels of serum PCBs in the body, which is a toxic chemical.
But think about it. Sure, it's reducing the levels of PCBs because, like everything else, it blocks the absorption. But what good is that if it's blocking the absorption of vitamin D, vitamin A, vitamin E, vitamin K, and God knows what other fat-soluble vitamins? More importantly, fat is important to the body.
Pretty soon they're going to have people taking this. It says Olestra's effect on PCB removal is apparently the result of dissolving or liquefying fat-soluble compounds like PCBs in the intestines.
Yeah, and other fat-soluble compounds that you should be absorbing, it's going to help you rid as well.
It said it reduces absorption of these compounds into the body.
There you go. Good and bad, indifferent.
Mm-hmm.
So people will take these. They'll find a new reason to start selling Olean in capsules now.
They'll say it'll make you lose weight and everyone will buy it.
That's all they have to say. That's the truth. But again, more idiocy, more nutritional idiocy is evident in society today. And these, what we'll find out is people will take the Olean to protect themselves against PCBs and end up with nutritional deficiencies that will kill them before the PCBs will cause problems. So it's insane. It's crazy. But of course, the FDA, in their divine wisdom, will say, hey, it's good for you. So take it. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We've got more good stories. You're listening to Casual Friday. I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's exposing the man behind the curtain in the organic discussion.
Whole Foods is getting prepared for this onslaught of new customers by finding ways to fool them into buying things that aren't organic, thinking that they are, which is the way they led into the industry. Back in the day when people remember Whole Foods, there were people that are going in there and going, oh, well, this is all organic. I bought it at Whole Foods. And, oh, no. They do sell conventional stuff there. They do? Yeah.
Exposing the myths in our grocery stores.
And then Whole Foods started labeling it more clearly what was organic and what was conventional. But there was a whole period of time where people were buying what they thought was organic when it wasn't. And they were charging more. Whole Foods prices was of conventionally grown produce. Similar price to what other stores were selling organic. And that made it even more confusing for the consumer. They thought, well, how could it be? I just paid $3.45 for a pound of apples. That's what that store sells organic. You're telling me I bought conventional apples? Yep, you did.
Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
The key to getting lean and staying lean is insulin control. Wild swings in blood sugar create body fat. How would you like to be able to ensure that more of your meals feed muscle and not fat? Now you can with GlycoSolve. GlycoSolve contains the most potent berberine on the market. It will shuttle glucose to muscle, not fat. Made in the USA in a GMP-certified facility. Save 10% when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to leanerliving.com today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
The UK is known for its queen, Big Ben, and fish and chips. Well, move over. Here's the UK's strongest pro-hormone, Extreme Mass. Extreme Mass will give you a significant amount of muscle and strength. Gains of up to 10 kilograms in a four-week cycle. You'll see an increase in libido, vascularity, and aggression. Shatter your personal bests in the gym while on Extreme Mass. Save 10% off. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Extreme Mass banner and use coupon code MASS10.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
50. Robbie F. 50.
50. Welcome back, 50. So what do you want to talk about first, Elisa?
Well, I found an article talking about how children as young as 7 are getting nicotine poison symptoms from picking tobacco.
It makes sense. It makes perfect sense. Now, you grew up on a farm, and your stepdad, he grew tobacco, didn't he?
He did.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever have to pick? It's a hard job, isn't it?
Working in the tobacco field is such difficult work. I mean, it's really hard work. I never picked. I did help with planting, and I did help with hanging. You have to put them on spears and hang them on rafters in the barn. And I was younger then, and I was smaller, and he put me up at the very top of the barn to hang on the rafters.
So you'd have to walk on that big 6x6-inch beam.
And we would hang them. Mm-hmm.
Weren't they heavy with all the leaves on them? Because the leaves weren't dried out yet.
I don't remember them being difficult to pick up. Yeah. So
he did say you were strong like a man to your mother, right?
Yes, he did.
So, and so you came in contact with some tobacco at that point in time. But mm-hmm. picking it, I would imagine your hands are on the leaves. It's rubbing off on your skin. It's got to be. So what kind of symptoms are these kids experiencing?
Well, they interviewed 141 children that are current tobacco workers from the age of 7 and 17 in North Carolina, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Virginia. That's where 90% of the tobacco is grown. They reported vomiting, nausea, headaches, and dizziness. Such symptoms indicate acute nicotine poisoning. The children were at long-term risk effects of pesticide exposure. I was talking about pesticides. I mean, they spray tobacco with pesticides.
Yeah, and then people smoke them. There's no such thing as organic cigarettes, right? I guess if you're smoking it, you don't care if it's organic anyway. So think about that. I didn't even think about that. You're basically... Okay, so remember what I said about the sugarcane workers that... Monsanto's back door was going to be, hey, Roundup was never designed to be burnt. That's why they're all losing their kidneys. Well, think about this. You're burning pesticides and sucking them into your lungs when you smoke a cigarette.
It says here the pesticide exposure, and it includes learning problems and reproductive health issues and cancer are some of the side effects from that.
God. These poor kids.
Some of the work that they were doing included weeding, removing unwanted leaves, applying pesticides, cutting plants with knives, and loading them on the wooden sticks with sharp metal points.
That's
the spear that I was talking about that you have to load them on. I never did that. My mother wouldn't let him make me do that. So I guess my mother was smart.
Yeah. But you got to hang them. That's all you did.
I hung, and then you would ride the on the back of the flatbed truck and just drop the
Into the hole, the live plants.
Because
the thing would, there would be a wheel on, and that would actually make a hole in the dirt, and then you would just drop it in the hole.
Just drop it in the hole, the live plant in the hole. That's, that, I got to do that.
That's kind of cool, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like dropping little torpedoes or
bombs. It was kind of a game to see if we could make sure we made it in that.
Into that hole.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah. So there you go. If your kid wants a job this summer, make sure that they're not working in a tobacco field.
Why don't they wear gloves?
That still wouldn't help. Because your particulate matter, you're breathing it in, you're rubbing it against your arms, your elbows. You know, what are they going to do, wear hazmat suits?
No. And it says here that at the end of the day, the kids' hands are black with tar.
Yeah.
From working.
And I can tell you this, for I can tell you this that I know, too. So similar situation. To give you an example of the this phenomenon is not unique to just tobacco. In California, where they grow marijuana legally for trade, right?
Mm-hmm.
The people who pick and cut the buds when, during the harvest, they get something called thumb hash. From touching the plants, the resin that bleeds onto their fingers sticks there like bubble gum. And then they roll their fingers like this and it drops off like balls. And they put it in a pipe and they smoke it.
Oh, wow.
It's pure THC. It's the sap of the plant. It's called thumb hash.
That's interesting.
So that's the same thing that must happen when you're cutting tobacco. You get that sap on your, you get that on your fingers. Although they're not probably smoking it, they're absorbing it through their skin.
There's no limit to the number of hours children older than 12 are allowed to work on the farm.
Yeah.
That's sad.
What else, Elisa, that's shocking and proves idiocy?
Well, there's a new drug out to help prevent cholesterol.
Mm-hmm.
It's an
help to lower
cholesterol. Right. It's a new injectable drug that can further knock down cholesterol levels in people who take cholesterol-busting statin medications. So essentially, this is an injectable drug that will be used along with statins.
In conjunction with.
The drug enhances the body's natural way of reducing LDL levels in the bloodstream. It lets us get cholesterol really well treated in people with genetic cholesterol disorders or people who can't take large amounts of statins.
I wonder how, why didn't cave people have genetic cholesterol disorders?
I don't know. It's EVOLOCUMAB. It's the name of the new drug.
Cumab. Yeah, I know that cumab is a suffix for some other cholesterol-lowering drugs. And so they continue to change chase the cholesterol myth in the face of everybody knowing that lowering cholesterol doesn't prevent heart attacks.
Well, I'm talking about cholesterol. Evidently, do you remember back a while ago, the British Medical Journal, some doctors came out and said that statins were too wild, mm-hmm. widely prescribed?
Right. And in fact, I feel personally that that was the result of Justin Smith, his production of Statin Nation, which was a UK production that we play on this channel throughout the week, the soundtrack. I believe that when that movie came out, they felt compelled to step up and pick a side and say, well, either we're going to be with the liars or we're going to be with the truth tellers. So some of these doctors came forth and said, you know what, maybe we should back off on prescribing statins so readily.
The authors have withdrawn the figures suggesting up to 20% of users would suffer harmful side effects such as liver disease and kidney problems.
Now think about this. When do you see someone publish a study and then go back and retract it? Do they do it on their own? Do they do it one night they're sleeping and they go, you know, maybe I made a mistake. Maybe all the people who peer-reviewed my study were also mistaken. I need to go in and retract my original opinion. When do scientists do that?
Never.
Right. unless they are coerced and pressured by somebody or something.
Now the British Medical Journal is investigating the claims over the side effects, and they could retract the article.
Now think about this. When have we seen this before? Also in the UK.
When it was about autism.
That's right. That doctor who came back came. Now keep in mind that there was a meta-analysis we just talked on yesterday's show with Louise Habakkus from fearlessparent.org. There's a new meta study that shows 75% linkage between autism and vaccines because of the mercury.
75%.
Yes. Now think about this. That poor doctor.
But everybody says that Jenny McCarthy's crazy.
Yes, I know. I know. And she may be crazy about some things, but she's not crazy about her discussion about autism. I believe vaccines play some role in some children. Okay? Not everybody widespread, but as we said before, it's an accumulated effect in some children. But with that being said, that doctor in the UK who came out and said vaccines and autism, the backlash was so strong against him that he lost his medical license. But he was forced to retract his paper, right? But he never retracted his opinion. He's never stepped down and said, I was wrong. He said, I was forced to retract my opinion.
Good for him. The editor-in-chief at the BMJ said that the withdrawal of the side effect figures, they have withdrawn them so that patients who could benefit from statins are not wrongly deterred from starting or continuing treatment because of exaggerated concerns over side effects.
Right, exaggerated concerns over side effects.
Over 7 million people in the UK are prescribed statins. And that's in the UK alone.
So let's see something. I'm not real good at math, but I can usually extrapolate zeros pretty quickly. So 7 million times $100 a month is $700 million a month in statin drugs. Figure that the average statin drug costs between the copay and the insurance participation, $100 a month. That's almost $1 billion. No, what is a billion? $1,000 million or $100 million? It's $1,000. So that's $700 million a month just in the UK that statin drugs are generating on estimate. Quick estimate. Now, do you think that the pharmaceutical industry is going to go, yeah, we're willing to give up $200 or $300 million of that. That's okay. No, of course not. Of course they're going to push back.
There was a medical researcher who raised doubts over the two papers in March, said that the British Medical Journal articles had overestimated the side effects of statin therapy by 20 times, by more than 20 times.
Yeah. Says that person. So why is his science more credible than their science? And this is what happens when science meets science on two different sides of the fence. Why do we go to one and not the other when both of them are equally impressive as far as studies go?
This article is quoting a patient who took statins. He says, and this is a quote, I was prescribed simvastatin.
Yeah, simvastatin. Right.
About 9 years ago following heart problems. I stopped taking the medication 6 years later after researching the subject on the internet and finding out about the side effects. I have now been left with peripheral neuropathy in the feet, which is extremely, extremely painful. And his GP refuses to acknowledge this condition and that it could have been caused by the statins.
Right.
He still wants me to take the medication, but I refuse.
Of course. Of course. But they're going to look at that like one guy. They go, well, you had other problems that led to this. And you know what? That's why, just like fearless parents, you have to be a fearless person today. You have to have the courage of your own convictions and suffer the consequences of your own decisions. That's better than suffering the consequences of someone else's decision.
A doctor is quoted here as saying, statins save lives. This is beyond doubt.
Yeah, it isn't beyond doubt. There's research that shows that people who take statin drugs have heart attacks at the same rate as the general population. How could it be beyond doubt? Oh, wait, let me guess. Because the science that shows that is not credible, but your science is. And this is why, folks, if you don't use critical thinking today, you will be part of the flotsam and jetsam of dead people out there due to over 800,000 people in the United States every year die from taking their prescribed medications accordingly.
What's even scarier is now they're going to prescribe they already prescribe statins to high-risk patients.
Right.
Now they're going to prescribe the statins to low-risk patients.
Yeah, they're saying once you hit 40, you should consider a statin.
Everyone over the age of 40 should take statins,
yeah,
is what they're saying.
Yeah.
And have you looked at the list of side effects from statins?
Yes. And guess what one number of the side
one,
effects is?
Number one is type 2 diabetes.
Type 2 diabetes. Thank you.
Number one, muscle pain, headaches, nausea, insomnia, liver inflammation, kidney problems, blurred vision, nerve damage, and the list goes on.
Well, and let me say this about that. Let me say this about that, Elisa. This about that. If you're taking statin drugs in your training, it may be a mistake. Because statin drugs could artificially cause rhabdomyolysis in people who exercise, because the lack of cholesterol to replenish the cell wall could cause an irregular breakdown in muscle fiber without having the muscle fiber be rebuilt. You'd have an accelerated, people who take statin drugs already suffer from this phenomenon without exercise. So when they start exercising, it gets worse. So if you're on the boat and say, well, exercise is good for me, but you're taking a powerful statin drug, exercise may not be good for you because it actually could be doing more damage than it's worth. Think about that. That statin drugs could actually negate the beneficial effects from exercise. It's crazy.
There are so many people, young people, on statins. We were at a party and there was a guy in his early 40s on statins.
I know. It's scary. It's scary. But again, you got to use critical thinking, folks, because if you just follow science, there's always science that's for and against everything out there. So you got to apply critical thinking and see what makes sense. That's the bottom line. We have to take a quick commercial break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We're like an audio workout for your mind. You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore. We'll be right back.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
By now, everyone knows I'm a big proponent of dairy. But as we all know, not all dairy is created equal. Learn more about a form of dairy made available to us that is raw, organic, grass-fed, grass-finished, low-heat pasteurized, and cultured with probiotics, without the offensive beta-casein protein believed to be 13 times more toxic than gluten. Check out superhumandairy.com to learn more, or go to superhumanradio.com and click the green-fed dairy banner ad today.
Superhumans using Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance, benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percova Extra Edge Colostrum is, you could purchase 4 jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percova banner ad on superhumanradio.com today. Train harder, train longer, recover faster, and elevate protein synthesis. It's finally here, Splice, with branched-chain amino acids, taurine, and trimethylglycine. You'll blast through your workouts without the need for stimulants, and the alpha-lactalbumin ensures your workouts will be the most productive because nothing accelerates muscle growth faster. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Predator Nutrition banner ad and use the coupon code SPLYCE10 to save 10% off today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Oh, when I woke up tonight, I said, I gotta make somebody love me.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Where do you want to start?
I thought we were going to talk about the new documentary by Katie Couric.
Yeah, so Katie Couric is hosting a new documentary called Fed Up. And the show is talking about sugar. Who knew? Who knew that sugar was bad for you?
Well, who knew that Katie Couric was an expert?
Well, she's not an expert. She's a reporter, obviously, but she's hosting a documentary. Look, I got to tell you the truth.
Okay.
The mainstream is a hard nut to crack. And so if we can get Katie Couric to start talking about sugar, albeit 5 years too late, it's still a win for our side.
And she interviews President Clinton.
Because he's a dietary aficionado. He's a genius.
Awful.
Yeah, well he's a lacto vegan who just focuses on using protein powder because the doctors who saved his life from heart disease told him that he had to stop eating all fat. He's cut all fat out of his diet.
It's a 98-minute investigation into how sugar became so prevalent in everything we eat and drink. It's produced by Katie Couric and Lori David. She is the producer of An Inconvenient Truth.
Yeah.
It says the film explores how not just food manufacturers, but lawmakers and physicians, how they have allowed sugar to infiltrate almost everything we put into our body.
You know what? I take it out on physicians when they deserve it, but this has nothing to do with physicians. This has nothing to do with physicians. This is all about Capitol Hill and commerce. That's all this is. Because the government has inserted themselves to preside over human nutrition by making mandates and making suggestions on what's healthy and what's not. And they're tied to commerce. And commerce is all about selling. And guess what? Sugar has addictive qualities. So, hand in hand, look, I've said it before, that government and industry are like conjoined twins who share a heart. And in order to separate them, one of them has to die. Well, government isn't going to go down, and commerce isn't going to go down.
There's a couple good things here. It's just showing some points, and it says, follow the money. Soda and food manufacturers often fund studies on nutrition as well as pay doctors. So not all scientific-sounding studies or experts may be objective.
Right. And hence what we were just talking before about the statin studies.
Mm-hmm.
Who funds the statin studies? The companies that make the statins.
Yep.
Think about that. You think they're going to fund a study that says, oh, oops, we were wrong, it doesn't work, or it's not good for you? I mean, you'd have to be a brainless dimwit. And unfortunately, I hate to say this, the majority of the country is. Maybe they're not brainless dimwits. Maybe they just haven't invested enough time to investigate, to find out the truth. But the bottom line is, the science is conflicting, and you have to look at who stands to benefit. Do the people publishing research telling people that statins may be dangerous and ineffective, do they have a non-statin pill they're trying to sell? Oh, this is the statin negating pill? No, they're not selling anything. And the companies that are promoting the science that says statins are good, are they selling a pill? Yes. So you always have to take the science that promotes the industry with less gravity.
It also says here, the fox is guarding the hen house. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is responsible for overseeing and subsidizing the agricultural industry, which supplies the nation with corn, meat, and poultry, and with issuing nutritional guidelines
Bingo.
That are used in schools and government food programs. And then it says, conflict anyone?
Of course it's a conflict, and it's exactly what I just said. When the government has injected themselves as the overseer of healthy nutrition. They know nothing about nutrition. What they do know is that if they can get more people to eat foods that they subsidize, they win. They make more money. If they can get people to eat more foods that the companies that support their campaigns produce, they win. It has nothing to do with health. It's ridiculous. It's a joke.
Well, maybe this will bring some light to the mainstream.
I'm hoping so. I don't know. And you know, when I hear that Katie Couric is doing this, I often think to myself, well, why is she doing this? We know that Katie Couric works for mainstream media, and they do not bite the hand that feeds. Arthur Daniel Midland, all these companies that spend billions of dollars on advertising have approved, I say that, have approved Katie Couric doing this show. They had to sign off on this because you know that if Katie Couric really did some sort of busting research here, that companies like that would be backlashing and threatening to pull their advertising on all their sugary products. So those industries are ready. They're ready for this message to get out there because they have a plan B that they're ready to launch. Some sort of sugar alternative or sugar-free products. Or they're ready for it. This is orchestrated.
There's a reason for this.
Yeah, this is orchestrated. There's no way that Katie Couric is coming out and pissing in the Cheerios of the advertising side of her business. I mean, look at the companies that advertise sugary products on those channels. So they gave her the nod. We're going to let you be the hero here, Katie. You're going to deliver this information because we're ready for this information to get out there now. Sorry.
Okay, so switching gears a little bit. There was a firestorm, I guess it was sometime this week, about taking an aspirin a day. Have you heard anything about that?
I mean, I know that taking an aspirin a day has been something that has been shown to have some benefits, but you could take ginger extract, you could take white willow bark, you could take any of those antithrombotics to help you. Hell, fish oil in the event of a heart attack because it stops clotting.
You know, I haven't taken ibuprofen, an NSAID, or an aspirin in years.
When you have a headache, what do you take?
I take white willow bark.
And does it work?
Yes.
Bingo. Bingo.
That's what aspirin is made from.
Yeah.
Why not just take the natural source of it?
Exactly. And there's other things in white willow bark that have benefits as well. So there you go.
On May 5th, the FDA posted a consumer update that said the data do not support the use of aspirin as a preventative medication by people who have not had a heart attack, stroke, or cardiovascular problems. Side effects such as stomach ulcers and bleeding into the brain or digestive tract outweigh the benefits even in those with diabetes, smoking habit, or other heart disease and risk factors, stated the FDA.
Interesting.
So if you go to the FDA's website, you see that the aspirin for reducing your risk of heart attack and stroke, know the facts. This is coming directly from their website. And basically what they're stating is that a daily aspirin can be safe when prescribed by a medical health
Bingo.
Professional.
It has to be prescribed.
It has to be
it's
prescribed.
It's all about sending you back to your doctor and having your doctor oversee. They don't, the FDA and the medical orthodoxy do not want people taking control of their own health and health outcomes. They don't want that. If you do that, the whole house of cards falls apart. That's what happens. I mean, look at Mexico. Mexico, you can walk into a pharmacy in Mexico, get anything but a narcotic. Anything. You can ask for a statin drug. You can ask for an antibiotic. You can ask for blood pressure medicine. You can ask for an antihistamine.
Can you get testosterone?
Absolutely. When I went to Mexico years ago, 2007, I walked into a Sam's Club in Puerto Vallarta and walked over to the pharmacy and bought Testona 250, testosterone 250 milligrams, and syringes. I walked out. I walked in and walked out. I just needed one because I was only going to be there a week. I walked in and walked out. Absolutely. And if you go to the pharmacist and say, look, I got a cold, he'll tell you, oh, just take this. Now, the United States says if we did that, people would be falling over dead in the streets from the misuse of these pharmaceutical drugs. Well, guess what? Nobody's falling over dead in the streets in Mexico.
That's true. Well, and it's just like drinking alcohol. If you noticed in the European Union, when I was in Italy, young kids were drinking wine with dinner, but you didn't see them out pounding it down with their peers like
right.
they do in the U.S.
They don't go out to get drunk.
Exactly.
They don't go out. And I mean, my grandfather was giving me wine when I was 5 years old. With my pastina, because my mother would drop me off there. She'd go to work. I wasn't in school yet. He'd give me a little tiny glass of red wine. He'd make me some pastina. I would drink it. I was happy with it.
Right, but you didn't, like, go out and sneak it
no,
with
it's
your
an
buddies.
No, it's an American phenomenon that we have actually passed on to the rest of the world. That's right.
Evidently, the FDA denied Bayer Bayer Healthcare's request to make the claim on its aspirin labels that the drug could be used to prevent a first heart attack in patients deemed by their doctor to be at high risk of heart disease.
Yeah, and you know what? That's because the statin industry makes a lot more money than the aspirin industry. This is all about money.
Mm-hmm.
Why would the FDA deny that claim when there was a guy at my gym who had a heart attack? And I had somebody, I was standing with him, and I had somebody run. The only thing we could get was baby aspirins because she came back with the wrong aspirin. So he had to eat eight of them.
You had him eat eight of them.
And the doctor said, had I not given him those aspirins, that the damage to his heart would have been dramatic as compared to it was very little at all.
Yeah, but what do you think about taking an aspirin daily?
Well,
to prevent heart disease.
I'd rather take ginger extract. It does all the same things. It reduces inflammation, it thins the blood, than aspirin, because aspirin is synthetic, or I'd rather take white willow bark.
I have a friend that takes an aspirin a day because Dr. Oz says that you should.
Right, and that's what destroys the lining of the stomach, too, by the way. Aspirin will do, and now I understand there's enterically coated ones that are safer to take, but it's still a synthesized form of white willow bark. Why not just take white willow bark?
Oh, I'm right there with you. I agree.
The FDA doesn't want you doing that because the FDA wants you to go to your doctor. Go to your doctor for everything. Everything, everything, everything. Should I eat this, doc? No. Should I take this? No. Should I sleep on my left side, doc? No. They want you to go to your doctor for every flipping thing. Because right now, healthcare is really the focus of this country. Getting people indoctrinated, getting payer systems set up, getting money to change hands, and getting people to ask their doctors for every flipping thing that your great-grandparents didn't even see a doctor. Chances are your great-grandmother delivered babies without even going to the doctors.
So at the very bottom of this article, it says, the true message here is that patients should talk to their healthcare professional about whether or not to take aspirin to prevent a heart attack and stroke.
Hey, doc, I wonder, should I be wiping with my left hand or my right hand when I go poopy? I don't know which one is the right one to use. Oh, people are stupid. They make me sick. Make a decision on your own, for crying out loud. Because the doctor will make decisions that'll hurt you and kill you. Make a decision on your own.
Use some critical thinking.
That's it. Read a book. Buy a book and read it. Be enlightened. All right, we have to take a break.
Are you okay?
I am.
Are you going to brush your teeth?
Yes. So I got an espresso maker at home, right? The Maginette. I put the picture on the Maginette. So every morning I have like a triple espresso. And so Elisa said to me, what'd you say during the break?
I said, I think you need to bleach your teeth.
Since you've been drinking espresso every morning.
Because you've been drinking espresso.
And I replied to her, no, I want my teeth to be this beige color. It's very cool. So, okay, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There's something comforting about knowing he's out there.
Government is in place because it assumes that people are too stupid to care for themselves.
By your side.
Government has to take up the parental role of teaching people what to do.
Fighting the good fight.
Government has to get out of people's pantries, first of all. They can't legislate health.
He's Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio.
Scientists around the world confirm the vital importance of redox signaling to cell health. ASEA is the first and only stable, perfectly balanced mixture of these redox signaling reactive molecules that exist outside of living cells and can be used to help maintain proper balance inside the body to support the immune system, recovery, and the healing process. To learn more about ASEA and what it can do for you, go to superhumanradio.com and click the ASEA banner ad today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the product you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
The UK's known for its queen, Big Ben, and fish and chips. Well, move over. Here's the UK's strongest pro-hormone, Extreme Mass. Extreme Mass will give you a significant amount of muscle and strength, gains of up to 10 kilograms in a four-week cycle. You'll see an increase in libido, vascularity, and aggression. Shatter your personal bests in the gym while on Extreme Mass. Save 10% off. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Extreme Mass banner and use coupon code MASS10.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. Oh, I'm sorry. I had your mic off. That's for making fun of my brown teeth. Now don't
you
do it again.
You didn't want to hear me talk.
Yeah.
No, I had my teeth cleaned this week, and I got a clean bill of health from my dentist. Well, actually, my dentist, Dr. Sean Lobb, he's a friend of mine. I've known him for years.
Right.
He just said to me that it's so nice to see someone who takes such good care of their teeth at home. So my point in saying this is not to pat myself on the back, but to say, you know, you have to take care of everything besides working out, eating right. You have to take good care of your oral health, too.
That's right.
Because it's like a domino effect. If you don't take care of your mouth, then something else is going to suffer.
Yeah.
So brush and floss your teeth and use Aura MD.
There you go. And don't drink espresso.
They don't look that bad.
So what are the four habits that mess up your metabolism, Elisa?
Okay, number one, your foods aren't fiery enough.
Now, Adele just wrote about this, the importance of, you know, spicy food.
The capsaicin.
Yeah, and it's actually called Scoville units. The hotter a food, the higher the Scoville units, the hotter a food, it bumps up your metabolism. It burns you, burns up your calories.
When in doubt, sprinkle hot sauce on your food.
But you shouldn't sit while you're eating your hot food, right?
No, because sitting a lot is like at the computer or on the watching television at night. And we've talked about that in the past. I think when Cassandra was Forsyth was on the show, she says when you get older, it's not from.
Do you know? We said the question was: Do you slow down because you get older? Do you get old because you slow down? And we all agreed that you get old because you slow down. In fact, I just ordered my Fitbit today. I'm picking it up, one for you and one for me, at Best Buy today, because I am going to really start tracking how active I am.
Yes, because tomorrow we're working in the yard all day long.
And well, Saturday and Sunday.
And we want to see how many steps we use.
Yeah, I'm pressure washing a whole bunch of stuff in the yard. I have to paint the fence Sunday. I'm going to be moving a lot. I want to see how active I am on the weekends versus when I come into the studio and work.
And I'm going to help.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so the next one was, You don't wash produce.
How does that slow down your metabolism? Oh, I guess I bet I know, because a lot of the pesticides and herbicides are actually endocrine disruptors.
It says the environmental health perspectives connected environmental pollutants like pesticides commonly used on fruits and vegetables to obesity and metabolic syndrome.
Sure, because probably through inflammation and as endocrine disruptors.
The pollutants were stored in fat tissue where they caused inflammation and affected pathways that regulate metabolism.
There you go.
Says buy organic and when you can, and if not, follow the FDA's guidelines for cleaning.
This one is really interesting, the fourth one. You skip washing your hands sometimes. Researchers at the Pennington Biomedical Research Center in Louisiana State University discovered a link between a common respiratory virus called adenovirus 36 and obesity, as the virus appears to turn stem cells into fat cells. To cut your risk of viral infection, do what your mother always told you and wash your hands, something other researchers indicate only 5% of us do right anyway. That's right, because you're supposed to scrape your hands with your fingernails when you wash them. Wash in between your fingers. Wash all the way up to your
wrists.
Like
a surgeon.
Yeah, all the way up to your wrists.
Also, I was told when I was younger to sing the song, either to recite your ABCs or sing Happy Birthday while you're washing your hands to make sure that you wash them properly.
Yeah, I did that one day, and somebody asked me if I was in Rain Man. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear. Happy birthday to you.
Well, that's for children.
They said, were you in Rain Man? I says, no. So those are four things that mess with your metabolism. So there you go.
Okay, so I just wanted to mention that. I read an article, this is also from the BBC, that having a sense of purpose may add years to your life, regardless of what the purpose is.
Oh my God, I got to make a phone call.
Why?
I thought it said having a porpoise. And I just ordered a porpoise from the California Aquarium. Oh man, I made a mistake.
Not only does it contribute to healthy aging, but it may also stave off early death, according to a study done with 7,000 Americans.
I believe it because I one morning I was actually dying and I said, I can't die. I got to go to work. And I got up and went to work and I didn't die.
Well,
there you go.
It's true. I mean, you know, it makes sense to me.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, we all know that back in the 60s, 70s, and even early 80s, people who retired at 65 usually were dead by the time they were 67. And that was no mystery, right? They stopped being active. Let's face it, purpose goes with activity.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
When you have a sense of purpose, you get up in the morning, you're going to do things. You have things to do.
It says here it may be because purposeful people look after their health better and are physically fitter.
Yeah, more active.
Yes.
Exactly. Exactly. So there you go.
So
don't
make
retire.
Make sure you have a purpose.
And if that doesn't
work, what's your purpose?
If that doesn't work, I got a porpoise I can sell you that's on its way from the California Aquarium right now. So there you go.
He's a comedian today.
Yes, I am. I am. We can either take a break now. We can go into the next topic.
Let's go into the next topic.
Okay. And what is the next topic, Elisa Profumo?
The next topic is 12 reasons why.
I thought it was 11 reasons.
No, I'm sorry. I'm dyslexic.
11 reasons why you're not losing belly fat.
You're getting older. No, I disagree with that one.
Yeah, that's kind of falls into the topic that we just said. I mean, you know, do you get old because you lose? I mean, you stop being active, or do you stop being active because you're getting old? And I think it's you get old because you stop being active.
It says in menopause, production of the hormone estrogen and progesterone slows down. Meanwhile, testosterone levels are also start to drop, but at a slower rate. The shift in hormone causes women to hold on to weight in their bellies.
Hmm. I can't see the other 12. I'm trying to figure out how to change the page.
Click that little arrow.
I'm looking for a little arrow.
On the picture?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm a dummy.
He is Rain Man.
I'm a dummy. Happy birthday to. I'm sorry. I was washing my hands. That's why I couldn't. You're doing the wrong workout. A daily run or spin class is great for your heart, but cardio workouts alone won't do much for your waist.
You need to do a combination of weights and cardiovascular training.
Thank you. Thank you, Sangeeta Gushap, doctor who's an endocrinologist at the Cleveland Clinic. Thank you for just echoing what we've been talking about on this show for 9 friggin' years. When is somebody going to quote me?
You're eating too many processed foods.
I believe
refined
that.
Grains like white bread, crackers, and chips, as well as refined sugars in sweetened drinks and desserts, increase inflammation in our bodies.
Yeah. You're eating the wrong fats. The body doesn't react to all fats in the same way. Research correlates high intake of saturated fats, the kind in meats and dairy, to increase visceral fat, says Patton. On the other hand, monosaturated fats, I don't believe this one. I don't agree with that. I'm sorry. They don't get everything right. I think that saturated fats, there's research on, I can't think of the type of fat, it's going to come to me probably after we move on, that has been linked to a loss of body fat.
Well,
I can't think of it right now, but it's a saturated fat.
Coconut oil is supposed to boost metabolism.
Yeah. So yeah. There are some saturated fats that can actually contribute to this.
Your
workout isn't challenging enough.
It says here that high-intensity training workout, the people who did an HIT workout lost more belly fat.
Look, I see people at the gym all the time talking on their phone while they're doing leg presses, okay? I see people reading magazines while they're doing, you know, squatting movements on a machine.
Or doing cardio
on their phone, talking.
Yeah,
if you're able to make phone calls while you're working out, chances are you're not working out hard enough.
I'd say 90% of the people in the gym don't work out hard enough.
Yeah. And we have some friends that actually spend more time sitting and looking around than they do working out.
Yes.
We're not going to name any names.
Dave.
Anyway, you're doing the wrong exercise. Okay, we got it already. You're doing crunches until the cows come home.
No, you can do crunches until the cows come home.
Yeah.
You're stressed out is the next one.
That's a good one.
Tight deadlines, bills, your kids. That is a good one.
That's part of the being mismatched for our actual body type. You're skimping on sleep. Good one.
Well, okay, so I have a question. Adele did that, who wants to live longer, and he listed the things that you can do to live longer. And one of them was to
Get out of bed.
If you know, 7 to 8 hours, but if you went over that, I think it was 8 to 9 hour mark, then you were in bed for too long.
I don't necessarily agree with that completely.
I will say this. I took a camp years ago from an IFBB pro fitness pro, and she said that when she's in training, she told us to expect to sleep longer when you train harder. You need more time for recovery. She said she slept 10 hours a night.
Yeah.
For recovery.
Right. I don't think you can make a blanket statement. I do know that there is a linkage between those who spend more time in bed and early death and disease, but it's hard to extrapolate out whether people who are sick spend more time in bed or spending more time in bed made them sick. But I'm sure that Adele has corrected for that. But let's be honest. I think the average person spends between 7 to 9 hours in bed. That's what I spend in bed, about 9 hours.
Mm-hmm.
But I also read for a half hour before I fall asleep, and I wake up in the morning and I lay there for a while for a half hour. So it's not like I'm laying in bed for long periods of time that have nothing to do with sleep, I guess is what I'm getting at. What's the next one?
You're apple-shaped. A genetic predisposition means ridding yourself of belly fat will be harder.
Yeah.
Okay, and you're sick. If your testosterone levels are high, something that can occur with polycystic ovarian syndrome, you might have difficulty losing weight.
No, I have a problem with this one. Okay? PCOS is associated with another phenomenon called hirsutism, which is women start to develop hair on their face and stuff, which has to do with high testosterone. But more and more evidence shows that women who develop PCOS are actually also insulin resistant, which is, in my humble opinion, the reason for the excess body weight, not the testosterone. One only need look at a female bodybuilder who is using the testosterone levels of a man, and she's not apple-shaped or has no body fat. So this was one of those corollaries. Women who have PCOS, one of the corollaries is they have high testosterone, because some people who have developed insulin resistance develop high blood pressure, heart disease, some dyslipidemia, and some PCOS. It acts on different people different ways. This is my opinion, okay? These women are overweight because of the insulin resistance portion of the disease that's causing the PCOS, which has to do with why they're developing high testosterone. The high testosterone is not the reason that they're developing body fat.
Interesting.
I feel very strongly about that statement.
And the last one, it says, you're unmotivated.
You know what? I'm not motivated to even click to that one, actually. So I'm not even going to read that one. So there you go. I must be unmotivated.
Okay.
So there you go. And no one in this audience is unmotivated. Let's be honest.
No, I mean, I think people wax and wane. They have their ebbs and flows of being motivated more than others. But I think for the most part,
people in this audience are not unmotivated, but that's the bottom line. Anybody who listens to this show, goes out of their way to download this show and listen to the show, is far from unmotivated. In fact, Superhuman Radio has been on the air for 9 years now. No one called anything Superhuman Radio, Superhuman Nation, Superhuman Food Plate, Superhuman Pyramid, Superhuman anything before I started this show. There was nothing superhuman out there. Now everybody is ripping off the word superhuman every opportunity they get. Someone has a radio show that they recently posted, one quirky tip to becoming superhuman. Here's one weird trick to becoming superhuman. Don't waste your time with all these other ripoffs. Just listen to this show every single day, because we cover all of the information that will make you superhuman.
Because we are a superhuman nation.
That's right. And we are the motivated nation. There is motivation oozing from the people in this audience. The proof of it, they listen to this show. All right, let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Carl Lenore.
The FDA has exceeded all of its previous levels of being sinister and corrupt by trying to poison this country by forcing us to eat genetically modified foods without knowing they're GMO foods, while trying to obstruct our access to natural foods that are grown right in our hometown.
Empowering the people and telling it like it is.
They're corrupt, they're sinister, they're disgusting. And we're never going to have a politician with any real chutzpah to stop the FDA. That's the sad part. So we have to stop them ourselves. The pressure has to push back. Keep supporting your family farm.
Only on Superhuman Radio.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Only one testosterone booster, Mahler's Aggressive Strength, raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin-releasing hormone. That in turn turbocharges how much testosterone you can make. In a clinical trial, this resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either, so your libido will be in high gear. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aggressive Strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Scientists around the world confirm the vital importance of redox signaling to cell health. ASEA is the first and only stable, perfectly balanced mixture of these redox signaling reactive molecules that exist outside of living cells and can be used to help maintain proper balance inside the body to support the immune system, recovery, and the healing process. To learn more about ASEA and what it can do for you, go to superhumanradio.com and click the ASEA banner ad today.
By now, everyone knows I'm a big proponent of dairy. But as we all know, not all dairy is created equal. Learn more about a form of dairy made available to us that is raw, organic, grass-fed, grass-finished, low-heat pasteurized, and cultured with probiotics. Without the offensive beta-casein protein believed to be 13 times more toxic than gluten. Check out superhumandairy.com to learn more or go to superhumanradio.com and click the green-fed dairy banner ad today.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Jumping higher, left, and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Every now and then this happens. The automation software just hangs there, and then I get an error message. Right now this song is supposed to be playing, but it's not. So we're just going to mic it down. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. And, oh, here it is. Look. Yeah, a little late. Automation software. What a joke. Anyway, welcome back to Casual Friday. So the first thing I want to talk about is a friend of ours posted on my Facebook last week that the discussion about Clotho, which we started talking about on this show, I think in 2006 I had my first show about Clotho, because Clotho in C. elegans, which is
worms,
increased their lifespan by 30% really well. I mean, just amazing, right? So everybody was like, oh, have we discovered the fountain of youth? Well, the future research on Clotho wasn't as promising. In fact, what they discovered was Clotho is it's highest in humans when they become insulin resistant right before the pancreas fails. There's a direct link between insulin levels and Clotho. So we know that diabetics don't live longer. We know that diabetics develop disease. So the whole Clotho phenomenon kind of went out the window, and they went, oh, I guess it's not Clotho by itself that could produce anti-aging effects. There's something else going on here.
What is it?
I don't know. But the bottom line is that they recently did an article, smart seniors may have this gene variant. And they said, you know, there are genes that show that people have longer lives and also have better cognitive ability later in life. And what they discovered was that Clotho was one of the things that they discovered was present in these individuals. And so they're trying to say, well, that maybe Clotho could be the answer to helping people have less cognitive decline. And this is just like the recent study on the effects of myostatin inhibition for elderly, frail people. Whenever science takes one of these things out of context, it goes, oh, this is what it is. This is what it is. This is all we need. They don't realize that there are other things at work, and that when you take this one variant out and try to apply it, it doesn't seem to produce the same results that you had hoped it would. I predict that's going to be the same thing with Clotho. Because now no one's talking about Clotho and anti-aging anymore. Because after all the research, most notably done at the Albert Einstein School of Medicine, they decided to forego studying Clotho because there it didn't seem to produce the same effects that it did in the worms. Okay? So the point being this. Clotho is probably upregulated during exercise, but in a good way, different than the pathological way that it's upregulated during insulin resistance. And quite frankly, I'm willing to bet that exercise would have the same ability to slow cognitive decline in the elderly as trying to isolate Clotho and inject them with it. It's one of these people don't want to accept the fact that they have to be active to live a long, healthy life. They want to be able to sit on the couch, eat crap, look at the TV, and live a long, healthy life. You can't do it. It's just like If you make $1,000 a month and you spend $1,100 a month, you will not be able to save money. I don't care what classes you go to. You could buy all the Susie Orman courses in the world. You're never going to be able to save money if you're spending more than you make. The only way to save money is to be an unpopular person and put money away every month. And that's not fun for people. They want to spend it all. And the same is true of all of the discoveries around anti-aging. Guess what? Lifestyle, diet, exercise will have the most profound effect. Now, I want to invoke something else that you found for me.
Okay.
The World Health Organization had one of their conferences in 2002, Diet, Nutrition, and the Prevention of Chronic Disease.
I just want to say what struck me by this was it was from 2002. This is 2014.
Yeah.
So. And they were talking about the prevention of chronic disease through food and exercise then.
Right. And so 12 years ago, they had some of the brightest minds in science come. Was it in Geneva, I want to say?
Yes.
Under the World Health Organization. And they sat down and convened and looked at all the science, all the credible science. And what they came away with was that diet and exercise could prevent cardiovascular disease, diabetes, dementia, excessive weight, cancer, dental disease. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on and on.
And so do you. No, I'm teasing.
No. And 12 years later.
Yes. And it's gone nowhere.
It's gone nowhere. They've invested no dollars in this. There's no campaigns out there shouting this from the rooftops that, hey, all the answers to disease are right here. It's diet and exercise, diet and exercise. This is the World Flippin' Health Organization.
Physical activity and food intake are both specific and mutually interacting behaviors that are and can be influenced partly by the same measures and policies. Physical activity has great influence on body composition, on the amount of fat, muscle, and bone tissue. To a large extent, physical activity and nutrients share the same metabolic pathways and can interact in various ways that influence the risk and pathogenesis of several chronic diseases. And I could go on. I mean, this goes on and on and on.
So if the government really gave a shite about people, they would have first legislated that everybody has to exercise. They would have legislated that you should get a free gym membership and your insurance company should pay for it. They would have legislated to get out of trying to legislate health and get out of our pantries and suggesting what foods are healthy. Because chronic disease is tied to all the foods that this government says we should be eating. If this government really cared, they'd get out of our way and enable us to take advantage of this information.
In order to achieve the best results in preventing chronic diseases, the strategies and policies that are applied must fully recognize the essential role of diet, nutrition, and physical activity. And it also says this report calls for a shift in the conceptual framework for developing strategies for action, placing nutrition together with the other principal risk factors for chronic disease, namely tobacco use and alcohol consumption.
Bingo.
Two things that are taxable.
Yeah, and two things that this government makes money on. Now, think about that, right? I used to say on this show, in the United States, you can kill people without going to jail as long as their deaths make money for the American government, like tobacco. Tobacco kills an estimated 500,000 people a year in the United States alone that had died due to tobacco-related illnesses, all of them. The government made money on their deaths. The government does not. You know what? Here's an easy way to handle tobacco. They've done it before. Make tobacco. They love to give the reason for you to go to your doctor, right? Mm-hmm. Make tobacco by prescription only, right?
Well, so that's a good idea.
Well, wait. So that kids can't buy it at all. Unless they go to a doctor and get a prescription. The only people who are going to get a prescription are people who are addicted to tobacco now. They can get those people on reduction programs to try to get them off tobacco. Now, I know what the argument's going to be. Yeah, but when you do that, there'll be a black market. Granted, there'll be a black market, but it won't create the new smokers that we're seeing today. We see kids smoking cigarettes at 12, 13, 14, 15 years old. They wouldn't have access to just go to the store and buy them.
Yeah, you know what's frightening? Now, the reminder, this is from 2002. It says here, it's been projected that by 2020, chronic diseases will account for almost three-quarters of all deaths worldwide. It also says the number of people in the developing world with diabetes will increase by more than 2.5-fold from 84 million in 1995 to 228 million in 2025. But nobody's doing anything.
No one, right. And you know what? Okay, I take it back. I know I just heard some listeners say, but Carl, you're totally against the government legislating health. You're right. So here's what I say. Put the tobacco companies out of business. Let people go pick raw tobacco and roll it themselves again. No one will smoke. No one will smoke. Not even people who smoke now would be able to smoke. Put the tobacco companies out of business. Stop. You can't grow marijuana in your backyard without going to jail. Do the same thing with tobacco. You grow tobacco, you go to jail. If the government cared about people's health, not only would they stop the growth and use of tobacco, but they would stop making money on death. They're making money on death and illness. But I don't want them to get rid of alcohol because I like wine. See, that's how people are, right? No, get rid of that, but not what I like. No, I'd give up wine if I had to. If they said, look, you know, alcohol's killing people, I'd give it up.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. Okay. What's next, Elisa Profumo?
It says here from the Reuters.
Yeah, Reuters.
Roto-Rooter,
that's the name. And away goes trouble down the drain. Roto-Rooter.
I'm having a hard time talking today.
Europe's fear of U.S. hormone meat, GM foods, sows divide in trade talk. So Europe doesn't want our meat.
They have a reluctance to buy our meat, which has hormone meat or genetically modified food from the United States.
So the animals are eating GMO foods.
Basically, the European Union doesn't want to buy our food.
Right.
That's the bottom line.
The food that you and I are being told is safe to eat by the FDA.
That we have to eat.
Now think about this.
And that we can't label to know what's in it or on it.
Right. Now think about this for a second. What does the European Union have to gain by not buying meat from us? Do they make money by not buying meat from us? No, they'll buy it from somebody else. So why would the FDA put this country in a position where our food is being rejected by other countries, yet they tell our people it's safe to eat? The FDA. I mean, I predict 300 years from now, the FDA is going to go down in history as being the single largest factor in human disease and death, the FDA.
We didn't talk about this, but I've got another article here that says Chinese Army bans all GMO grains and oil from supply stations.
Interesting.
China will do it, but the U.S. won't.
Yeah.
Europeans don't want
it. And they're going to fight Vermont. They're fighting Vermont. They're going to try to stop Vermont from passing the labeling law because they don't believe that anyone needs to know what's GMO and what's not.
The first paragraph says, this move by the Chinese army is being seen as yet another step toward the Chinese government's expected ban on the import of all GMO grains and oil seeds within the next 2 years due to growing public concern over GMOs. We have growing public concern in the U.S., but nothing's being done.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Again, I put this all at the doorstep of Margaret Hamburg.
The GMO free movement in China has gained serious public support, and now the Chinese government seems to be seriously listening. But how come our government's not listening?
Because they make money on it. They make money on death. This American government makes money on the death of its citizens. That's what they're doing. They don't care if you get a disease. All they care about is the politicians, you know, when you have one person making decisions for many, this is what happens. I mean, we have the technology to allow every American to vote on every decision that's made at Capitol Hill. Think about that. Between the internet and telemetry today, every American can vote. Would you like, if the government really gave a damn about what you want, right? They say this is a government of the people, by the people, for the people. No, it's a government. But it's not of the people, by the people, and for the people. Politicians are not part of us any longer. Once they go into Capitol Hill, they are different. They are bigger, better, and smarter than us. If this government really gave a damn, they could set up a series of websites where people can go and vote. Would you like to see GMO labeling? And then look at the whole country. Yep, it looks like they do. We better give them what they want because we are a government for the people. This is not a government for the people. This is a government for government. And I don't care, Republican, Democrat, liberal, Tea Party, they're all the same once they get up there. They all become corrupt. They all become power hungry. They all become full of their own ether, believing that they can make decisions for the rest of us.
So I had one of the articles open, and I saw a massive study that seeks the secret to living past age 90. So I clicked on it, and you know what it is?
No, what?
People who live past 90 years old tend to drink moderate amounts of alcohol.
And smoke one cigarette a day.
3 drinks or fewer per day for women and 4 drinks or fewer per day for men. So I looked to make sure it wasn't like an advertisement or something, and it's not. It's a study.
But I don't believe it because
a group of researchers at Stanford University.
If that was true, then every person that drank one glass of alcohol a day would live past 90, but they don't. See, here's the problem with those kind of studies, right? Those people who live past 90 probably go to bed at sundown.
It's called the 90 plus study, by the way.
There are other things that these people do. I want to have Ginny get somebody on the show for that
researchers
group.
Led by Claudia Kawas and Maria Corrida have gathered information about a group of elderly people chosen from a larger group of 14,000 people who lived at a California retirement community called Leisure World.
Right. I would like to ask them, if they say, well, these people drank one glass of wine a day, then I would say to them, so in other words, what you're telling me is, if I start drinking one glass of wine a day, I will live past 90. She's going to say, no, of course not. And I'll say, well, then in other words, your study is bunk. Those people may have activity levels higher than the average person. Those people may get better sleep than the average person. Those people may eat red meat every day. There's other things. Drinking a glass of wine every day will not allow you to live to 90 because there's a lot of people who died at 70 and 80 that drank a glass of wine a day. Wake them up out of their graves and tell them, oops, we forgot, you're supposed to live another 20 years.
Oops, are you related to Rick Perry?
Oops. I did it again, baby. Hey, should we take a break? I want to talk about, I am so proud of my audience across the pond in the UK.
Sure, go ahead.
So many Brits use cocaine that it's showing up in drinking water. Yay! I applaud you. Could you imagine? How is it showing up in the drinking water? Are they throwing, oh, maybe they're flushing it down the drain when
it's coming out of the urine.
Oh, okay.
Oh. I'm sorry, that's a video.
That's okay. Just hit the, just mute your computer. You know how to mute it? There's a button to mute your speakers.
So evidently, this is a 60 Minutes video that they had those people from the Leisure World on.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh, on 60 Minutes. I'm trying to mute it there. It muted.
So many Brits use cocaine that traces of it are showing up in water. Despite water purification treatment, traces of the drug can still be found.
It's showing up in their, it's in their urine, and when they urinate, it's...
Well, okay, so here, I got a business venture for you over there in the UK. If you're using cocaine, you should sell your urine to people who want to use your cocaine after you're done with it. So there you go.
I guess the UK has the near highest level of cocaine use in the Western Europe.
Wow. But higher than the United States? I got to believe there's cocaine in the water here then.
Oh, of course.
And heroin?
I was going to say, think of all the drug use. It's all showing up in the water, I'm sure.
Oh, man. I don't want to. I mean, I don't drink tap water. But I don't even want to shower
now. Okay. It says plants aren't equipped to filter out narcotic residue in urine. Water regulators also found plenty of ibuprofen flowing through pipes in the British Isles. Here in the U.S., numerous studies have found that fish and other marine life are being harmed by antidepressants and other pharmaceuticals floating in our rivers, lakes, and oceans.
I can see it now. 2 thug fish standing next to an inlet pipe coming from sewage. They control the cocaine market in the lake. The other fish come up to them and want to swim in that water so they can get high, but they kill them first and take their money. How do you like that? Just like it happens in Harlem. So there you go. All right, look, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
He's Carl Lenore.
The brainless people at the FDA need to be convinced that arsenic is not good for humans to consume. But the FDA feels a little bit more research needs to be done before we're considered that this particular arsenic is dangerous.
Only on Superhuman Radio.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique and record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable, but finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Listener questions and comments. The first one comes from, I have to believe his name is pronounced Jair, J-A-I-R, Padilla. He says, thank you for responding to my previous message and helping me find episode 1298. While the information was very interesting, I could not implement the 5% gingerol due to my mother's having a rare condition called platelet storage pool deficiency, which combined with ginger extract could be very dangerous for her blood clotting. However, other changes mentioned in that show and other shows have a show promise. She's currently recovering from surgery and not looking forward to radiation and chemo, also getting caught up on shows I've missed and just listened to 1396 on fitness minimalism. You and your guest Pat Flynn talked about ankle mobility, and I found one I do that might help you, and he sent me a really nice link to it. He says, thanks, Carl and Elisa, for all that you do. Really sorry to hear about your mom. Obviously, ketogenic diet has to have some benefit. I can understand ginger extract being a problem because it does have blood thinning effects. It causes antiplatelet aggregation effects, so makes sense. You have one?
I do. This comes from Jeff Thompson. Carl, just wanted to ask you if you were familiar with Cardillo, C-A-R-D-I-L-L-O, weight belts. If so, have you ever considered sponsoring an SHR logoed belt? That's an idea. Just an idea, even if you get one for yourself. You could check out the site. Great guy and company, in my humble opinion. Thanks for reading, Jeff.
Cardillo weight belts. We'll check it out. This one doesn't have a name, so I don't know who it's from, but the email address has the word COCA, C-O-C-A, in it. Hey, guys, just wanted to say the show about the bumper crop of sexy women was great. I can't see anything diminishing about it at all. I mean, I'm not a man, but still, it was an inspiring show that helped my girlfriend get into the gym.
I'm not a man, or I am a man.
He says, I am a man. I mean, I'm a man, but still. Did I say I'm not a man?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Oops. Well, if you would have supplied your first name, it would have been easier. No. I mean, I am a man, but still, it was an inspiring show that helped my girlfriend get into the gym. Some people just like to complain. That's the truth. Over what? A word like sexy? Come on, girls. This is ridiculous. Keep up the good work. What woman doesn't want to be thought of as sexy?
Well, that was my thoughts when you said that there was some backlash. I thought, who wouldn't want to be strong and sexy?
And the email that Wade forwarded to me was from a woman whose name will remain anonymous because we asked her to come on the show and she didn't want to. And she said, you know, no one looks at the guys that way. And I'm thinking, are you joking? I mean, every male athlete in the world is, you know, like sexy and hot. And I mean, come on. Are you kidding me? Men are looked at by women the same way. Women look at male athletes and go, wow, he's hot. He's sexy. He's got a great body. Nobody looks at them and goes, he is a great football player, and I like him only because he's a football player. Nah, you like the person because they're good-looking, too.
Okay, so let's face it. We are into physical culture. Therefore, we are a group of people who are into physical
attributes,
people, attributes.
Right.
So, last night, Carl's daughter came. She comes over on Thursday nights, and we were watching a movie with her. And
right.
Cameron Diaz was in the movie, and she was a rodeo she rode horses in the rodeo.
Yeah, she was right. A rodeo rider.
A rodeo rider. And her body looked good. She was in one scene, she was jumping rope and she had on little,
boy shorts
and a little t-shirt that was tied up to the waist. She looked really good. And I appreciate that in someone.
She had great shoulders. She had, she could see muscle separation. She clearly doesn't train with Tracy Anderson. And I said to Elisa, man, I'm so happy to see women look like that.
Her shoulders looked great. She had, you know, her biceps were pronounced. I mean, she looked
muscular.
Like
she looked athletic.
She looked
very athletic.
Yeah. And I'm happy to see that on the big screen.
Right. And we appreciate that. And she looked sexy.
Yeah. And I appreciate that in women and men both.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So the next one comes from Alex Gordon. Carl, have you ever considered selling non-GMO seeds like tomatoes or other fruits and vegetables on your website?
Yeah, Alex, PM me. I'm selling organic weed seeds now. No,
I think that's a really good idea.
Yeah, but there's so many places to buy them. Why would somebody want to buy them from me instead of Burpees or someplace like that?
Because I don't know that Burpees sells them.
And I feel like your cousin Bill posted on Facebook somebody who has organic seeds.
He did. He posted it on a post that Olya McKella had posted.
Yeah. So there's places out there.
There's a lot of places out there.
I'll try to get somebody to sponsor from there. But, I mean, even then, how many people are going to buy them and grow? And then it's seasonal. Like, we missed the season already.
Yeah.
Can't do it in the winter to a degree. This one comes from Abe, no last name. He says, ASEA, a network marketing company, have you no shame in your quest to acquire advertisers? I guess I'd feel better if you related your own experience with the product. It is a cure-all, so why don't you take it? Who said I don't take it? I'm going to be taking it. I mean, look, There are two network marketing companies advertising on the show right now, Beyond Organic and ASEA. Beyond Organic because they are producing grass-fed, grass-finished meats and dairy.
And there are people out there that don't have access to
right.
a farmer. So if you don't have access to a farmer, then now you do have access to grass-fed beef. We've tried.
Now, wait a minute. There is access to grass-fed beef before that, but not grass-fed dairy and kefir and all these other. So it's one place to get all that stuff.
Their products are great.
Right.
It's not like we don't like their products. They're
because
really good.
I told them no when they came. I said, no, I don't do network marketing. And Ronnie Esposito said, look, that's fine. Just look at our products. And we looked at the products. And we thought, oh, my God, this is the types of products we talk about on the show. So we figured we would do it.
They have a liquid whey that you can soak your raw almonds in to make the nutrients more
available
to you.
Because we know about fermenting, right?
Yeah.
Well, they have recipes to use their whey, liquid whey, to ferment foods.
They have fermented terrain, is what it's called.
It's called Sacred Terrain. It's a fermented blend similar to kombucha, but it has holy basil and turmeric.
Well, they have different kinds. They have one with ginger in it.
Yeah.
They have one with echinacea. I mean, their products are good.
They fit our message.
Yes.
Now, ASEA is a friend of mine. A friend of mine is involved in ASEA, and I looked at the science and I thought, well, it doesn't sound outlandish. It sounds interesting. So I let them advertise. I'm not involved with ASEA. It's not like I'm an MLMer promoting the product. They paid to advertise.
Okay. So I'm just going to ask you this. People complain about our commercials.
Too many commercials.
Too many commercials. They complain about having banners on our website. But there's commercials on regular TV. If you're driving down the street and listening to a radio, if you're watching television, there's commercials. We have to pay the bills, you know?
Yeah. Well,
so,
you're right. You're right. But I mean, I am going to try ASEA, just for the record. When we did the interview the other day, I thought, you know, maybe I should be trying this stuff. How do I know? I mean, how do I know that it's not? How do I? We take a lot of this stuff based on science. This company has a lot of science. I've seen the research because they were planning on being a pharmaceutical drug before they went OTC. And instead of going OTC retail, they went OTC MLM.
A lot of the other podcasts out there have donate buttons on their website.
Yeah, we don't have that.
We don't have that.
Right. And I'll tell you somebody else. I mean, just to get back to Beyond Organic for a second. So there's a guy out there who has the Bulletproof Executive, Dave Asprey.
Mm-hmm.
He's part of that MLM. He promotes that product over there, and he's got tons of listeners. I don't see anybody flaming him. Hey, why are you promoting an MLM? So I figured, okay, we'll try it. No, I'm sorry if it pissed you off, Abe.
You can't please everybody.
No, I try to, and I take these things seriously. That's why I'm reading it on the air. Most people would just put this in a garbage can and say, oh, the heck with that. I'm talking about it on the air because I want people to understand my logic.
Do they want to pay the bills?
Well, obviously, we tried that. I asked one time, would you pay $2.99 a month to have access to Superhuman Radio commercial free? And, like, everybody said, no, I wouldn't pay for it. No, I wouldn't pay for it. Like, a small percentage of people said, yeah. So we had to stay with the commercial model that we have now. That's it. But anyway, but to answer your question, I don't know if it's a cure-all, Abe, but I am going to try it because there is evidence that it makes antioxidants work better. And I take antioxidants. I take liposomal C, liposomal glutathione. I take a full spectrum vitamin E. I mean, it goes on and on.
And not only that, we have great sponsors.
Right.
I mean, Live On Labs. We use their products.
We do use all the products.
Yes.
I will be using ASEA. I have a case on order. So there you go. I'll let you know what I think of it shortly.
Am I supposed to keep the name anonymous on this one?
I don't know.
You want to read it here?
No, I don't think so. Robert Puentes, he actually is the Gorilla Cookie guy. He started a company called Gorilla Cookies. He said, I'm in the process of drafting up a petition asking pro athletes to stop endorsing junk foods like Coke, Pepsi, McDonald's, Gatorade, Subway, don't forget, Papa John's. Drum roll, please. The Manning brothers and the Williams sisters endorsing Oreo cookies. I'm getting some help writing up the petition, but we will out the worst offenders, at least stop promoting effing Gatorade. I feel your show will applaud this. Any ideas to add? By the way, my cookies are slowly progressing. I'm also a wholesaler for Oramed. I don't know who that is. OraMD. Oh, OraMD.
Yes.
Here in Palm Springs. That's great. Love to hear your opinion, Robert Puentes, the Gorilla Cookie Man. I think it's great. I think that you should. I think we need to get, because don't forget, that's how these companies infiltrate people and thinking that by using these products, they're going to be stronger, faster, healthier, because the pro athletes step up and go, well, I use the product. So look, this goes hand in hand with Abe, right?
Yes.
Abe's mad at me for promoting ASEA. He's calling me on it. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. You want to know the truth? And I think, yes, we should call our pro athletes who promote products that are not healthy, that according to the WHO, are causing health and disease. Yes, I absolutely think you should do it, Robert, and we'll help you.
So is Abe calling out Michael Phelps for supporting Subway?
Oh, I'm sure he is. I got a feeling Abe is. I do. But I think Robert Puentes is on the right track. I think you should do this, and let's get it out there. I'll help promote it on the show. How's that sound? So there you go. We have anything else?
Nope.
That's it for this week. We had a great week this week. We have a great week next week. Is next week the 18th? Oh, we're doing the show.
Daniel Lieberman.
Dr. Daniel Lieberman is going to be on next week. You do not want to miss the show. The Story of the Human Body. Enlightening book. I've read it 1.5 times. I got halfway through and I stopped reading it again. But I will pick it up again. It's a fantastic book. He's on next week. We have a lot of great shows planned for next week. Thank you for listening this week.
He's on Monday at 1 o'clock.
Oh, don't miss that show. Tune in live. Get the app. Hit the play button at 1 o'clock on Monday. Listen to the show. Okay. Thank you for listening this week, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.